Thank you for calling the Charlotte Genesis customer service. Here, may I help you?
Hi, I am being charged for something I never signed up for. I have no idea why you guys are charging me for this.
Can I have your email?
It's LAURIEAYERS, the number 1@gmail.com.
What's your first and last name?
Lori Ayers.
Does someone else have access to your card?
I don't think so. You guys started charging me something yesterday.
Have you visited the site recently?
Yep. But I want to cancel everything, because if this is the kind of stuff that happens, I don't want anything to do with it. I just want to cancel everything. I don't like stuff that starts charging my card for no reason. That's not okay. I thought this was one of those that you can try it, and if you didn't like it, you can get your money back. That's not how this works.
So, have your account here. You made a purchase for the forecast where you pay $19 for 3 months, so that's why you
have that reoccurring
charge. You made this transaction back in April.
I never signed up for anything that was going to recharge me anything. I never did that. I don't ever do anything that signs me up for something in a continual deal. Not when I already paid $100 and some. No.
Okay, so again, does someone else have access to your card that could have made the purchase?
No. Just cancel everything that I have right now. This is ridiculous. No.
Your account has been noted and
you're not charging me for another two more months on something that I never even said okay to. No. So do not, if I find out that it's charged again next month, I will call my credit card company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it was absolutely not okayed. And I'll call the Better Business Bureau, everything. No.
Again, your account has been noted. I've put in a request for this subscription to be canceled that you signed up for. Anything else I could help with today?
Yeah, didn't it say that if you didn't like what you were getting, you'd get your money back?
It has exceeded 30 days. For this transaction, you can. It'll take 3 to 5 business days, but the past, no.
But the what?
The ones in the past, no.
What day did I sign up for this?
You placed this order on April the 12th, along with that $100 purchase that you're referring to.
Oh, okay. And today is the 12th. So how many days is that?
It's been a month. That's a month. Is there anything else that I could help with today?
No, what do you consider a month? I consider that today. So I want my money back.
I said that the charge for today is what you can get back. Any other charge outside of that, you cannot get back.
Well, why not? You said within a month.
Because it's been a month, so that charge cannot be refunded. I'll put in an escalation for you to see if it can be approved, but other than that, that's all you can get back is the charge for today.
I don't understand, because you said within a month on the other one.
It's been a month.
I know.
So you can't get it back.
It says within a month, within 30 days.
It has been 30 days. It's been a month.
Today is 30 days.
Okay, so it's been 30 days.
Today is the 30th day, so I'm asking for my money back.
I have put in a request to see if it can be approved. Other than that, the only charge you're getting back today is the charge that was made on your account today.
Okay, well, then I'm waiting to hear about the other one.
You have to wait for it to get approved.
And how long do they make you wait?
It'll take 3 to 7 days.
And then how do they let me know that?
Via email.
Okay, and this is who I contact if I don't get any results? Or...
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the Charging Answers.